Internationally, the United States has taken their abuses to entirely new levels. The long-suffering state continent of South America has seen some of the worst horrors of U.S. war crimes. In Guatemala, since the United States orchestrated the overthrow of the democratic government of Jacobo Arbenz in 1954, close to 200,000 Guatemalans have been murdered or gone missing at the hands of decades of military dictatorship sponsored by the U.S. Most of the victims made up Guatemalan's Mayan majority, labeled as subversive and a threat to national security. Starting in 1965, after a CIA-engineered coup of another democratically elected government, 15,000 Indians were killed by government troops in order to eliminate a few hundred guerrillas thought to be among them. We offer a moment of silence. In El Salvador, when a conservative political party characterized by its employment of violence and terror tactics to control of the country in 1972, the U.S. began a massive campaign of economic and military support with the ostensible rationale of stabilizing the government against leftist rebels. CIA-sponsored government squads used their free reign to murder 35,000 civilians in a three-year span between 1978 and 81. Proving that the human disregard was not restricted to foreign citizens, the rape and murder of four U.S. churchwomen by the Salvadorian military resulted in the suspension of U.S. military aid for just 1 month. 30 days later, support resumed, and hundreds more were killed in the following weeks. For that, we offer a moment of silence. After Chile had proven itself a model for peaceful democratic process in South America with their 1970 elections, the United States organized and sponsored the 1973 coup that assassinated the elected leader of Chile, Salvador Allende, and put the government in the hands of Augusto Pinochet, whose U.S.-supported regime brought almost three decades of imprisonment, torture, murder, and disappearance to the Chilean people. At least 30,000 Chileans were killed during the coup and under Pinochet's rule, while 1 million more were forced to flee the country into exile. The direct U.S. involvement in Pinochet's war crimes is exhaustively documented, but was conspicuously untouched by mainstream media during the proceedings surrounding the general's indictment. So we offer a moment of silence.